0% interest on all Tucson's and Santa Fe's, as well as just a multitude of discounts on everything else on the lot. Come see us, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock, off Colonel Glenn.
You're in the zone. Arkansas's longest running midday sports talk show. Coming to you live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. With your hosts, Justin Akre and Phil Elson on the Buzz Radio Network.
Feel so unlike everybody else, alone in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know, but no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts it down, Todd's picking it up. Let's go. Who the heck is he anyway? He never really talks much, never concerned status, but still even
okay, let's try to bring it back around, boys, and finish strong, shall we? Like we know what we're doing, okay? Let's pretend like this is a real professional radio show just for a little while, just for one more hour. Phil, is it much? You don't have to do a whole hour. It's 51 minutes.
Not very much. I'm not worried about us.
I'm worried about Moose too, but let's not say it in front of him.
It's the callers.
How about we don't take any?
There's that.
We're going Bill Vickery final hour. What, Philip?
Don't platform them. You platformed it, you know. I mean,
don't platform them?
Well, don't platform.
I don't know what that means.
That means don't
dumb it down for the dummy.
Don't put them on the air.
Philip!
I don't know.
But do put them on the air. Like I said, just do open phones for an hour.
That's,
I mean, come on.
That's so elitist.
What are we doing here? Yeah, well, is this a...
I think you could release a single of Carrie's phone call and people would snap it up.
Remix that. That's what you should do. You should make it downloadable.
Moose. Challenge accepted.
Right. Put it on the website, make it downloadable, and have people remix it.
I think it'd be great.
There you go. There
challenge.
You go.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
Best remix wins a
put
prize.
Put Dr. Dre in there scratching all over it.
Put it'd it to be awesome. About a 112 BPM or something.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Yeah. I'm going to do it. If you guys go to the effort.
Valley.
Yeah. You guys go to the... but it feels bad because I don't want to feel like we're making fun of Carrie. But that would be amazing. I was going to offer some Razorback tickets, but I don't think I can encourage that kind of behavior. Listen, man, I'm with the proletariat. You know what I mean? I'm not like you. I'm not up here with the, you know, the upper echelon. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm a man of the people.
Right. Like you fly commercial.
You're with the proletariat.
I do fly commercial.
Yeah, I know.
And coach, mind you.
Yeah, sure.
I do.
Sure. Wheels up all day, baby.
The proletariat doesn't sit in that chair.
That's right.
Just because I'm the monkey pushing the buttons doesn't make me special or cool.
You're the man that everyone's rebelling against.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All of you buttholes are, that's for sure. Yeah, I don't
so
really.
So much for bringing it back to professionalism today.
Oh, if butthole isn't listen, on this show,
that I've learned.
That's pretty tame.
It's high class.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well,
I'm rabbit hole. You're something else.
He did church it up a little bit. So there you go.
Yeah. I didn't say a-hole. football kickoff for Arkansas is Saturday. If you'd like tickets and you're optimistic, or maybe you're not and you want tickets anyway, you can go watch. Here's a good thing. I used to be like, hey, man, I don't care who Arkansas is playing. You get to watch Arkansas because you love Arkansas. Now I'm like, hey, guess what? You can go in person, see Tennessee, LSU, and Georgia, all at Arkansas's nice, beautiful stadium. Season tickets start at $300, I'm told. Secure yours at ArkansasRazorbacks.com. Also, they have something else. You're going to appreciate this. We're thinking, hey, the football might stink. It might be great. I don't know. But here's the good thing. I know this. I'm going to have a good time. And they're going to help you out with this. Coca-Cola kickoff combo at Razorback football games, at least at the opener. The new offer features a ticket to the home opener and a hot dog and a Coke for $26.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Can't beat that.
Why don't they just give it away?
Well, could shake a stick at that.
That's a pretty
stick.
Good deal. Use the promo code KICKOFF26 online at ArkansasRazorbacks.com and secure your combo before it's gone. Wouldn't that be disappointing? Mustard, no extra charge.
They will charge you extra for ketchup, though.
They will break your pinky fingers.
And for rum.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to be optimistic that you're not going to need rum to get through Arkansas football season this year. I think I'm feeling good. Listen, the state is off to a good start. Okay, the state in Division I football is 1-0. Yeah. Okay.
Now it's up to UAPB to make it 2-0.
I'd have to go back and look. It was during the Petrino era, I believe. But there was a period of time where the collective of the Division I teams had won like 17 games in a row between Arkansas State, Arkansas, UAPB, and UCA. Everybody was killing everybody. It was so much fun. That was a glorious month plus. Since then, things have changed.
A long time ago.
It was pigskin, but it was so joyous. Mm-hmm. We talk a lot about Remember When around here. You know why? Because it used to be pretty awesome. I mean, anybody mention 1964 lately?
What did Tony say to Paulie? Remember When is the lowest form of conversation.
Unless you're a Razorback fan.
Yes.
Then you could talk about 94, and you get to talk about
98.
And 98, obviously.
2011.
Is that the same as talking about 2021?
Nixon coming.
Not 94, 64, I'm sorry. 64.
Oh, yeah, the nine game.
64 and 94.
Winning scheme, right.
04, 14, 24. Yeah, we missed our 24 window. That should have been every 30 years something really magical happens. What year did the incident happen in baseball?
18.
Okay. Well, I missed that one. I think Arkansas is due for something. I was thinking about on my drive in this morning, you know, again, your mind goes weird places. I'm driving 3.5 hours in from Martin, Tennessee, and I thought to myself, what the hell was I doing in Martin, Tennessee? Now, I thought to myself, when is Arkansas going to compete for a national championship again in anything?
That's not track.
This year in basketball?
Basketball.
Sounds like baseball's going to sign.
Then I started thinking, does Cal have the goods this year to get there?
Man, I want to think he does. I think that, I mean, if you're just looking at level of talent, absolutely. I just wonder about level of experience and size. I think that's what we're all wondering.
They got length. I worry.
And whether Mirinen's going to really get going.
I don't know if this fan base could take success now. I just think everybody is so, it's like the years of growing up as a Cub fan when they stunk. It's just like, you know, again, I'm surprised people's heads didn't explode when they finally, you know, like we were all waiting for, you know, the throw across the diamond from Chris Bryant to go in the dirt and Rizzo to miss it and them to lose the game and, you know, losing 7 or whatever to Cleveland. I'm just like, you know, what bad thing's going to happen next?
It's because you still had Bartman in the back of your mind from, what was that?
I don't blame Bartman.
12 years before that or something?
Yeah, blame Alex Gonzalez.
But the whole Wrigley era, they didn't even try to win. It was just a baseball theme park.
They reveled in
it. It really
losing.
Was just bringing.
They did. The Cubs fans did forever.
Yeah.
Now they're winning and they're pretty good. We revel in that too.
At Arkansas, I always love
Crow Armstrong. What a player.
We're always waiting for the bottom to fall out. Like with baseball, you think, well, whatever happens in the regular season doesn't matter because something bad's going to happen in the postseason.
Right.
And normally you're shown that you may be right about that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that's what's going to happen in the future. You know, with men's basketball,
there's an Elite Eight ceiling, it feels like.
You do have that.
Right now, yeah.
Honestly, if they could just get to a Final Four, I think I'd be so drunk on excitement for the fans. It would almost be not as satisfying as a championship, but like if they could get to a Final Four and you could just have that extra week of excitement, it would be such a joy. Because again, it does sort of announce, and when you're a major conference team and not a fly-by-night once, you know, like a George Mason, it changes the perception.
But still, being around for even the 2021 season, when they beat Texas, beat A&M, beat Mizzou, we haven't experienced anything like that in a long, long time. Even if you're just talking about a season that is close to that, the level of like happiness.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't even be competing for a national championship. It would just be competing and winning more than you lose.
I want it so bad for the fans. I really do. I would love to see them. I would love to sit here and do a show for a week after a championship. It would be so cool. I've never experienced that.
I don't think we'd know what to do. We would just take calls. That's basically what it would be.
I did that today and we don't have any expectations.
That wasn't about championships either.
Yeah. They were good during his era.
Yes, they were.
Okay. All right, let's hit entertainment birthday. Actually, let's do Champs and Chubs because I know me, and if I don't do it now, I'll forget it. I mean, I hate to admit it. I mean, I know me, and I'm dumb, and I also don't trust you guys to keep me on task. No offense.
Champs and Chumps is brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. With indoor and outdoor seating, Ouachita Bar and Grill provides a family-friendly environment with mouth-watering food. BKC Home Builders is the premier home builder in Hot Springs, providing custom home build and remodels, both big and small. For more info, go to BKCHomeBuilders.com.
At the risk of being obvious, it is significant, though. My champ this week is a no-brainer after last night's performance. Donovan Omalo, who spells his first name with a Y. D-O-N-O-V-Y. N, and if I was snarky and not good friends with the man, I would ask Coach Brown, why didn't you get this kid the first time around? But I'm glad that they only let him get away for one season in Central Missouri and saw the error of their ways and talked him into coming back. Last night, Donovan Amalo did something that has never happened in the 20-year Division I era of college football at Central Arkansas. He ran for 100-plus yards and threw for over 200. 121 and 243, to be exact. He also threw for three touchdowns. He did have a tip ball pick six, to be fair, to tell the whole story. But he is a very special individual and a left-hander in addition, which is kind of fun to watch, too, which we really haven't seen too much of up there. So anyway, that's my champ of the week this week. I cannot wait to see what the rest of the season holds if this man can stay healthy, because he is something to behold. My chump this week is also from the world of FCS football, where I pay a lot closer attention than most of you guys do. And it goes to the Northwestern State Demons, a once proud program down in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. It's not Natchitoches, but we may have to start calling it that
the
after that embarrassment.
The first time you see it, it is that, though.
After the embarrassment of last night. Now, it depends who you believe. I believe that it is the second time ever, not the first time ever, that an NAIA team beat a Division I football team. And it happened last night as Louisiana Christian knocked off Northwestern State 42-37 in Turpin Stadium down in Natchitoches. Natchitoches is also famous for what well-known musical death? Go ahead.
For who? Well, what I was going to say death? Meat pies. But,
well, that too.
Yeah. Jim Croce. What?
Jim Croce, that's right.
That's right. Jim Croce died outside of
it. Yes. He took off from, it didn't go well.
Yeah.
It was like the day the music died, Louisiana style.
Yeah,
anyway,
exactly.
I digress. The other part of it is, I'm going to give an additional, which I told you guys, one game ball, one jockstrap, or excuse me, one champ, one chump per week. But I have to do an addendum to that because I'll just give a tip of the cap. I won't give him a champ. But a young man named Bryce Perkins was 14-25, 178, two touchdowns. He's the starting quarterback for Louisiana Christian. He is a native of Van Buren, Arkansas.
Yes.
So let's hear it for the former pointer turned whatever Louisiana Christian is. But what a win.
They're Christians.
They are. But more of a... well, you know, it was the Christians against the Demons, which is hilarious.
There you go. Yeah,
that's perfect.
Think about that. Demons go straight to Hades, and they did last night. They probably felt like they were in hell. Anyway, all right, that's what I got.
I got a champ, and if you didn't see last night, Chris Sale of the Atlanta Braves had a game for the ages against not just the team, but the Dodgers, who still cannot figure out a way to beat a team with a better than 500 record. Sale delivered a five-hit shutout with no walks and 11 strikeouts. He became the first pitcher aged 37 or older in over 5 years to throw a complete game nine-inning shutout. Adam Wainwright was the last. Bartolo Colon before that was the previous pitcher to do that, and that happened in 2013. So that means over the last 13 years, there are only three pitchers aged 37 years or older that have thrown a nine-inning complete game shutout, and Sale did it yesterday. To go to 13-9 with a 206 earned run average. I'm going to tell you what, Miz is probably going to win the Cy. Don't shut out Chris Sale yet, and the Hall of Fame is going to call for him at some point.
Nice. We don't shut out Chris Sale. Chris Sale shuts you out.
He shuts out other teams.
How old is Colon? 57?
A complete game shutout for Chris Sale. A sweep for Atlanta. And a taste of October in late August.
I think the Dodgers right now also are 2-9 against teams better than 500 this month. Watch out.
Watch them win the World Series anyway.
Yeah.
What
else you got?
Chump.
Okay.
Did you see the meteorologist from Maine? We talked about this on Tuesday, Moose and I. WABI meteorologist Patrick Osborne had an on-air meltdown for the ages.
The result in a few of these showers and storms popping up mostly across the north and west and resulting in the chance for some heavier precipitation, a few bands of storms in some spots. We gotta fish up this weather right now. I'm so sorry. I'm plenty of the 70s to low 80s in spots of one. Oh my gosh. 1970s. John, please take it. What happened to professionalism, Patrick? Thanks, buddy.
The story is that he's trying to prank the anchor, and he ended up making himself laugh to the point where he becomes a national joke, and then he laughs like that.
Usually stuff like that is contagious, but man.
Only dogs could hear that laugh.
Where's the director in that? I mean, let's see if you cut that off.
You were on TV a lot more than me, Justin. I mean, what do you do in a moment like that?
Go to break. You go to break. Yeah, that's something. Moose, what do you got?
My champ of the week is Donna Warner, 79-year-old from Wanatamani Golf Course in Newport, Rhode Island.
Have you want to do what?
Wanatamani course in Newport, Rhode Island.
If you're 79, I do not want a Wanatamani. Thank you very much.
Donna Warner is the GOAT. At her club, the club championship in golf.
In golf.
She started in 1974. She went back-to-back, won in 75. Took a few years off, then four-peated from 79 to 82. Lost in 83, won 84 through 86, another three-peat. Some lady named Margie Packer took her down in 87.
Nobody likes her.
Ooh. Then she went 1988 to 2000, 12 in a row, club championship. Lost in 01, was back in 02, and then Catherine Murphy went on a big run for a few years. Donna Warner's back 2008 to 2016, won every single one. Her last couple of wins came in 2020 and 2021, and they thought Donna Warner was out, but she's back, baby. 2026, Wanatamani, women's club champion, Donna Warner at 79 years old. Her 35th club championship
this
year.
Wow. Spectacular.
Unbelievable. And so this went viral because someone was like, I went to my family's golf club and who is Donna Warner? And took a picture and her name is all over the board, obviously.
Where is the club?
Newport, Rhode Island.
Okay. That's amazing. What a great
79
story.
79 years old. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Crack, I mean, only she and Donald Trump have been anywhere close to that age and won their club championship. Good for them.
I don't know if she kicks balls or not for that.
She doesn't drop extra ones in the fairway when she needs them, I bet. Anyway.
I didn't have a chump. I was going to go double champ, if that's cool with y'all.
Yep, that's fine.
Dunkman champion Cam Hazard. Shaquille O'Neal's Dunkman League. This kid is an accounting intern. He is from Abilene Christian University. Some of his dunks were insane. He won his first round. Beat players like Mac McClung.
Yeah.
Literal NBA slam dunk champions.
The 360 swing under his butt dunk that he completed was unreal.
6'2", 49-inch vert.
Gosh.
Yeah, 4.0 student, Excel expert, in the band at Abilene Christian. And also he can munch it.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
He's not worried about hitting his head on the rim. He's worried about hitting his head on a raker beam.
Yeah, holy moly.
That's next level. All right, very, very good work there. All right, let's do quick entertainment and birthdays. We got the rewind, which is pretty good. Moose cracked me up this week, I'll tell you right now. You got me yesterday, Moose. I'll tell you right now, I told everybody who would listen to that story yesterday. It's very good stuff.
Today's entertainment report is brought to you by Bell & Sword Gentlemen's Clothing in Conway. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram or stop by Bell & Sword's new and larger location at 1011 Oak Street.
I don't even know if this is newsworthy. It's like if somebody comes out or says, I'm not gay or I am gay or, you know, I do drink, I don't drink. I just don't even know why this is newsworthy anymore, but it is, I guess, to each their own. Anyway, Adam Scott has revealed he stopped drinking 12 years ago. I don't drink, he said. That's why you look so young. It's poison, he was told by the podcast host that was interviewing him. This is the guy that played Derek on Step Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
That Adam Scott, not
and
the golfer.
I can sing high like this.
I know him from Severance, too, right?
Severance, right. That's right. Yeah.
Parks and Recreation. I hope really not drinking doesn't make him seem any less nervous on camera.
He says, I was never a big drinker. I just kind of faded it out. He didn't give any details about his journey. Doesn't sound like it's much of a journey. Like, if you barely drink, quitting drinking is probably not that hard. Anyway, I don't even know that I've told these stories anymore. This is like the other day. I told the story last week, Pigskin. I'm at the Iowa State Fair, and I'd never met this woman. She was married to a friend of mine that I went to high school with. And they were all over social media, all over social media. Well, they got divorced like a year ago. And I'd never met the woman, but I saw her at the fair. So I walk up to her, and I'm like, hey, I went to high school with your ex-husband. And she's like, yeah. I said,
good opener.
And then I go, I don't even know why I'm talking to you. This is stupid. I don't even know what the point is. But anyway, I've seen you all over Facebook. I just want to say hi. Have a great day. It was the most awkward exchange I've ever had in my life, except for the time when I saw the guy in the Michigan shirt in the locker room at the gym. And I said, do you like your guys today? They were playing Alabama in a bowl game. And he thought I said, do you like guys today? And he said no, and he ran out of the locker room. But that was the second weirdest exchange I've ever had.
A Michigan man said that?
I know. Yeah. Odd, am I right? Yeah.
Watch it, Moose.
Oh, this was so we talked a lot about the Baldoni case, about how Blake Lively got $400,000, but she was looking for $8 million, so she kind of didn't do well. This is the same kind of story, but from a British standpoint. Britain's Prince Harry, Elton John, and other high-profile claimants face paying millions of dollars out of their own pockets to cover the legal costs of the Daily Mail's publisher after a judge ruled their failed privacy lawsuits were conducted in an unreasonable way. So take it. Boy, I tell you what, Harry can't get a win.
Yeah.
I think he's moving home. In a further damaging blow, the judge said the additional costs should be paid on an indemnity, easy for me to say, basis, meaning that that the Daily Mail does not need to show that they were reasonable and proportionate. So apparently this judge is not a fan of these famous people going after this publication. Over in Europe, apparently they protect the press.
Well, there's been big deal with privacy and journalism in the last, what, 7-8 years in Britain specifically, Philip?
Yeah, I mean, they did all kinds of weird stuff. You know, paying people to hack phones and things like that. I don't know what's going on over there. I don't know about this case specifically.
Yeah,
but you know, I.
It seems like there's always. I mean, people around here are like, we don't expect any privacy. We're in the United States.
Well, I don't think you do not have an expectation of privacy if you do anything on social media. Now, if you send somebody a text, that you may have some.
Nudes,
you
mean?
Expectation of that, yeah. But
like, if I send you a nude, you got to keep it between us? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm.
I mean, I think you could expect it. I mean, I don't think that, you know.
You got a folder in your phone for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Do I?
You do.
Now it could be subpoenaed.
I don't have a password on it. I can't have my nudes subpoenaed.
Subject to, you know, discovery and stuff like that, but, you know.
The next nude I send will be the first, so I hate to disappoint you. We'll just have to keep our words together. How old's that lady that won all those golf tournaments, Moose?
79.
Yeah, 79. Tell me, let me know when she hits 117, then I'll be impressed. Let me introduce you to a woman named, of course her name is Ethel Caterham. British super centenarian Ethel Caterham turned 117 last Friday, marking the milestone with a quiet family gathering at her Surrey care home. I didn't think she was going to the club until 4 a.m. Born on August 21st, 1909, during the reign of King Edward VII, wow. She holds the Guinness World Record certification as both the oldest living person and the oldest living woman. Oh, they're recognizing women as people now, huh?
All right.
That's news to me. A former nanny and nursery operator, she is now a grandmother of 3 and great-grandmother of 5. Not very prolific for a 117-year-old lady, huh?
There might have been a great-great-grandchild in there somewhere.
Good thing.
She says she credits her longevity to drinking a lot of rum and smoking 6 packs a day. Just kidding.
Just like all the other super centenarians.
Never arguing with anyone. I listen and I do what I like, she says. She sounds awful.
That's good advice.
Her late sister died at 104.
And
24 years ago.
Amateur. She's still running. Yeah, she is still running the victory lap over that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you a super centenarian when you get to 110?
I guess. I don't know. I've not even seen that phrase written down before.
Just wonder if it meant that she could fly.
She deserves a cape, though, for I don't think I printed off birthdays. You guys want someone to wing it here?
They're
not
shoot.
It's not that great anyway. I think I have it in my drafts. Let me see here. Drafts. There are drafts. Live reads. Da-da-da. Oh, yeah, here we go. This is good. Let me introduce you to the Battle of Cooch's Bridge.
Battle of what bridge?
You heard me.
Careful.
American Revolutionary War. On this date in 1977. On this date in 1777. Yeah, let me try that. Sorry. Check your history.
Jimmy Carter.
The Battle of Cooch's Bridge took place near Newark, Delaware. It was the only significant battle, I think, that was fought on Delaware soil. But there were many naval engagements off the coast, apparently. Took place about a week before the major Battle of Brandywine. I guess they were fighting over booze. Some traditions claim this was the first battle which saw the U.S. flag. Apparently, the U.S. also got their butts kicked and a lot of guys died. Well, yeah, like 20, which was a lot then.
Washington's one loss record wasn't that great if you look it up.
It wasn't?
No.
You talking about the city or are you talking about the president?
I'm talking about the general.
Okay. Yeah. Did he actually keep win loss records?
He wasn't much of a tactician.
Well, admittedly, it's like being a quarterback.
It's not all on you.
It's not all on you. Listen, it's a team sport, boys.
Yeah, it's a team sport.
I'm sorry. Listen, Bobby over here got his musket jammed three times and you're putting this one on me?
He was really good in the playoffs, so.
I'm not taking this one, Joe.
It was a different era. They played stronger defense.
He was sort of like Eli Manning.
Joe left his bayonet at home, and you're putting this on me? I don't think so.
I think earned run average means a lot more than wins and losses.
Mikey's horse broke its leg, and you're putting this loss on me?
Players spaced out the field a lot differently back then.
Yeah, it was a totally different game. What was that one that Ted Lasso used that they said, oh, yeah, we've been using that for years? What is it, like free soccer or something?
Triangle offense.
No. What was it called? What's the?
Oh, it was.
It's like positionless.
Yeah.
But what do they call it?
What is it called?
Everything in soccer is triangles. Everything.
Yeah. I'll keep talking.
You're supposed to know soccer, man.
Oh my God.
Now I can't even count you. Ultimate.
No, ultimate.
No, that's not right. That's Frisbee.
You're a resident European.
We're just going to do birthdays here like this because we're tight on time. I don't care. We're not giving anything away. We are going to give away a boatload of Razorback tickets next week.
I just want to go cross Cooch's Bridge.
Obviously, you got to go to Delaware next time you're up northeastern way.
General Matt Kuchar was
total
the winning,
football.
Was the winning general.
Can't even win the Ryder Cup. I don't think he's going to win any battles in the Revolutionary War.
Pay your caddy.
Then he stiffed his caddy after that.
Pay your caddy.
All right. This guy is a 90210 actor.
That is alive.
Still alive.
So that would be Jason Priestley.
Jason Priestley. Did he ever do anything else?
Not much.
He's a very handsome man.
He was in Tombstone.
That's right, he was.
He was in Tombstone, yeah.
He had the glasses.
Mm-hmm. He's very fancy in that one. Mm-hmm. How old is he?
Jason Priestley today is 58.
Mm-mm. He's 57. I'm just going to move on here.
Okay.
The woman that was made famous in... she's really turned being an inappropriate parent into a real career. At least she did on the screen.
Mama Karen June. Osborne.
Roseanne Barr?
Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh,
Stifler's
Jennifer
mom.
Coolidge, yeah.
She really did.
64 years old. Jack Black is 57 today. Mm-hmm. Shania Twain. How old do you think Shania is today?
52.
66.
Great Canadian.
60. Yeah, she's early 60s. 60,
okay.
61.
61, exactly right. Big fan.
Yeah, she's early.
And
you see, she was on tour with Harry Styles, opening for Harry Styles.
I heard they were dating.
No,
not really.
Thank you.
He wishes.
And then Honey Boo Boo's birthday is today. How old do you think that little Honey Boo Boo is? Her sister's making a boatload apparently on OnlyFans, which is disgusting.
How long ago was that?
Is she 20?
Yeah, like 25.
She's 21.
21.
Honey freaking Boo Boo.
I was thinking of her mom.
I'd rather talk about Cooch's Bridge. Anyway, that's that. That was fun. Thanks for playing. I've always wanted to be a Civil War buff, Pigskin. Biff wants to be a buff.
Biff wants to be a buff.
That's right. Philip, you seem like a guy that might have one of those little Revolutionary War chess sets. It's like, I'm blue today.
I'm not. No.
It's like, no, you're gray.
If he could choose to be a buff about one war that the United States has been part of, which war would you buff?
The current one.
Nah.
I want to know all about the inner workings of Iran.
It's got to be the Civil War.
No, it's got to be World War II.
Revolutionary? Well,
yeah. Revolutionary. Yeah,
we've had some important
ones. Us against them. Yeah. I don't want to know any more about us fighting with each other. I want to fight against others.
They didn't really care that much about us.
What about Spanish-American?
Yeah, they weren't
all we had to do, it was like Vietnam, but reverse. All we had to do was not lose.
All we had to do was annoy them enough that somebody stepped in Parliament and go, we're doing what? Where?
They got bored with us, and they went and turned their attention to Napoleon.
My grandfather served in the Korean. What do we get out of that one?
Not much.
No, that was a bad...
You got a stalemate that's lasted 60 years.
We got Gangnam style.
But we did better in Korea than we did in Vietnam, right?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, it was a stalemate.
But what was our point? What was the point of going to Korea? I don't know.
Because we thought that the communists are going to take over everything.
We thought the communists would win?
We thought that...
And now they are.
Country after country after country would fall to the communists, which was stupid. It didn't turn out to be the case.
Apologies for bringing out the Friday afternoon history lesson, folks. That one's on me.
Well, hey, you brought it up.
I've always wanted to know what happened. Why the Capulets and the Montagues get sideways?
Rabbit hole still lives, yes, sir.
You ever been to Verona?
Maybe.
Yeah, they have the alleged place where Juliet lived and all that.
Oh no! I never made there. Yeah, haven't been across.
It's a lovely, lovely home. They have a really nice,
look at
like a miniature Coliseum. It's not as big as the one in Rome, but it's pretty cool.
Don't drink what's in the cup.
But they do shows there. They don't fight animals and kill each other there. It's unfortunate. Don't drink what's in the cup. That's exactly right.
Stay away from what's in the cup.
That's a good point. That one didn't end well. It's sad.
Incredibly sad. Yeah.
A lot better than the Odyssey, I can tell you that much.
Love stories. They're all supposed to be sad.
Why don't we all go to Cash and agree on something, okay? Yeah. We can all agree that Cash is fantastic and delicious and wonderful. Hey, you know what? Rush got a shout-out from our earlier caller today. I don't know if you guys heard it. She was fantastic. Anyway, we all love Rush. He's great. And his whole family's pretty fantastic. 501-850-0265 is the number for you to call to book a reservation for a special event at Cash. But again, just going over there for an appetizer and a cocktail is a pretty special event. It's just such a great space. It's easy in and out. There's plenty of downtown parking during the day. They got free valet parking at night. So you can put your stuff, your excuses in a sack, mister, and head over to Cash and have a little dinner. If you got a big deal coming up, romantic dinner date, private dinner, holiday, maybe you screwed something up at home. You got to make it up to your special someone. It's a good place to go. Wedding functions, rehearsals, corporate events, they're always ready for you at Cash. They're online at CashLittleRock.com. Zone Rewind after the break. Stick around. Take it away, Mike.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
This is SportsCenter.
It's the final week of preseason games in the NFL, and we finally got to see former Razorback quarterback Taylen Green in action.
Green running around, shows that speed.
Wow.
Yeah, he's dynamic.
Yeah, you saw him at the combine. Whoa.
His 31-yard run there began an impressive 98-yard touchdown drive for the Cleveland Browns as they beat the Patriots 37-13 last night. And former Razorback running back Mike Washington Jr. had another solid outing for the Raiders with 8 carries for 49 yards in their final preseason game yesterday as they lost to the 49ers 18-12. The remaining preseason games before final roster cuts are this weekend, with 10 games today and 2 more tomorrow, with Detroit at Indianapolis and Chicago at Tennessee wrapping up the preseason. I'm Moose for the Buzz Radio Network.
At our care, we're more than clinics. We're neighbors caring for neighbors. From checkups and stitches to ongoing health concerns and behavioral health support, our doctors, nurses, and therapists are here for every stage of life. Medications are simple, with local and home delivery pharmacy options. No insurance? We can help. And no one is ever turned away. With more than 100 locations across the Mid-South, affordable care is always nearby. Find a clinic close to you at rcare.net.
Heartland Rehabilitation and Care Center in Benton proudly offers compassionate and loving care to our veterans, meeting the unique needs of every veteran who calls Heartland home. Visit HeartlandRehabCenter.com.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ram Dodge Chrysler Jeep, and I just want to say thank you to the great people in the state of Arkansas for making us the nation's number one Ram Dodge Chrysler Jeep dealer. That's right, folks. We are number one in the entire nation, according to Stellantis' own internal report card. And if you want to find out why, you want to make that beautiful drive right here to Heber Springs during the Make This Summer event. Or check us out online at RedRiverDodge.com for the best deals in the entire state.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Fried green tomato salad is back and better than ever at Eat My Catfish. It'll only be here for a limited time. Stop by or order online from any of their 5 Eat My Catfish locations to try this delicious fan favorite today. Eat fresh. Eat local. Eat My Catfish.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
You're back in the zone. Real thought-provoking radio.
Could you look up existential for me before you leave?
Okay. Is that EGG?
Eggs. Eggs are essential.
Eggs come in dozens.
They have good cholesterol.
Cholesterol.
Let's get back to more of the show in the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studio on the Buzz Radio Network.
All right, we got big things going on right now at Oakland. You still have another day right now to enter the Boats and Bucks giveaway. Tomorrow from 6 until 10, you've got to be present in order to win the 2026 Icon VLS 20 fishing boat and trailer along with free play. This huge giveaway going on. You got to be over at Oakland today through tomorrow. 25 times your entries. Five times your entries on Tuesdays. I guess you missed that because today is a Friday. You have to be present to win, so you got to be at Oaklawn tomorrow, which, of course, features over 1,500 slots, live table games, blackjack, roulette, craps, baccarat, and much more. Big event tonight. Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Even performing tonight. Next month is Amy Grant and Cooper Allen. Tickets on sale at oaklawn.com. It's a great place for an entire weekend. Great room. Lovely Astral Spa, Arkansas's only Forbes rated four star rated spa, and great dining options, including the Bugler and the Oak Room and Bar. You can get your reservations going at oaklawn.com and join the fun at Oaklawn Hot Springs, Arkansas's only casino resort.
All right, time for, you know, that stuff where we go, do you remember how dumb we were this week? And people are like, nope, can't remember. It's like, well, thank God we're here for you.
Now it's time to look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
Okay, I missed this segment because I was off. I was watching Jack Johnson. More on him in a minute. Here is Clint Conk talking about Ron Roberts, who's the new defensive coordinator at Arkansas. He knows him well. I faced him when he was at Southeast Louisiana as the head coach.
But about the Ron Roberts defense, what do you think of this?
Very aggressive. Constant movement. You're going to get edge blitzers and pressure from different size places, second and third level. Now, again, it depends on your talent level, how much man coverage you could play. But I think you're going to see more man coverage probably, I would think, just knowing Ron's MO over the years. Very aggressive up front, going to stop the run, going to put you in some difficult down and distance situations, and going to be very aggressive. And he always had a new wrinkle every time we played him, and he had some great teams down in Hammond, Louisiana at Southeastern. And, of course, his career just took off from there. He's done a great job and, you know, reinventing himself, and he's very comfortable being a coordinator. I expect Arkansas to be much more aggressive than what we've seen the last several years.
That sounds good. Brian Silverfield joined us this week on Monday from the Touchdown Club. Thanks again to Arkansas Spine and Pain. We appreciate them. We'll be back there Monday with Emmett Smith. Here's Coach Silverfield on his attention to detail.
Be a good football coach. It can't just be, especially as a head coach, you just can't focus on scheme. And this job at Arkansas requires not just to be good at scheme, but so many other things. And that's why I thought it was a perfect fit. Everybody said, Ryan, why Arkansas at this time? And because I was like, this is a program that needs that attention to detail. And I believe, I'm a firm believer, how you do anything is how you do everything. So the attention to detail, whether it's the steps, right, the famous story of my first 24 hours on campus when I said something about the light bulbs being too dim, and they're like, what are you talking about? This is the way it's always been, and I hate that answer. And, you know, listen, I give all that credit to people, I guess, that I was around that were paying attention to detail. And I tell everyone in our program, I don't care if you're a grad assistant, you're the janitor, you're the defensive coordinator, pretend like this is your program and you're the head coach at the University of Arkansas for 10 years. And have that same attention to detail, whether it's a piece of trash on it, right? Hey, that thing looks off. Or hey, this kid was 2 seconds late. I know no one else saw him, but this is something. And if, I think that attention to detail, if everybody's on it and feels like it's their responsibility to be on top of it, at least the successful programs. And I've been a long believer of that, even as an assistant.
He also is happy that his messaging is getting through. OTB, TTB.
The fact that you know that, that's, now look, I got to be a constant guest on this station. But, yeah, listen,
that's so commitment.
For the fans, OTB is own the ball. TTB in nicer terms means take the ball.
Yes.
And so you're exactly right. Like, as a head coach, you want to see ball security. You want to see all those things. You want to see quarterbacks making great decisions. But you love it when the defense goes and makes good plays. I always say this. Like, if the defense is going to go make a good play on the ball as an interception or maybe knocking out, let it be a teachable moment, right? Hey, the guy let go of this, or his hand went down in this, right? You just don't want to see carelessness by the offensive guys doing that, and no different, right? I don't want to see the offense go and throwing the ball over our defense's heads, you know, 50 times a practice. That's not good for anybody, right? And then ultimately, right, you don't want to see the offense go out there and can't get anything done because the defense is just stuffing them. So it's that good back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
some days you're going to sit there and say, man, the defense really had a good day here. Sometimes the offense. And sometimes, okay, hey, did this player step up where we can see him working with this unit or this guy doing this? And then putting all those pieces together, ultimately you want to have success on both sides of the ball.
Okay, there's that. I had a couple other thoughts on that, but what he said in a nicer way to say TTB is take the ball. What is that? What's the other version?
I was
of that?
Trying to think what would the other thing be, and I can't think of it.
Okay, we'll have to find out what the dirty version of that is.
Yes.
Speaking of dirty, if you think you had a bad week, try being a guy worth, I don't know, $100 million or more who got busted trying to pay a hooker $165 in a trailer park to sleep with him. And who knew? I don't know if you read the report closely. For $20 extra, she'll do it unprotected. Had no idea. That's wild.
I guess another what the hell would be Jed York, owner of the Niners.
Oh, my God, dude.
Tried to ping this fake prostitute 3 times in a trailer park 20 minutes outside Youngstown where he was born. You're worth billions of dollars. You're telling me you can't find somebody higher price that actually will answer when you text?
I don't know how factual this is, but I saw it was about $140 was the rate they'd agreed upon.
$140, that's right.
You left the $20 off.
No contest, sentenced to 2 consecutive 1-day terms, one of those days already served, $1,150 fine. He's got $1,150 under his fingernails.
Fly your G6 to Vegas.
Yeah, it's illegal, dummy. And I'm going to go, I'm not an expert in this by any means, but I'm going to guess you're getting a higher quality product in Vegas, too, than you are at the trailer park for $140.
Not that we're condoning it.
Yeah.
We're not condoning it.
Hey, do it right.
Two things about that. First of all, Joe, I'd sit this out if I were you.
Right.
Secondly, I would say that you forgot to mention the caution to the wind tax, which is $20, Moose. It was $160. And it was the funniest part of the whole video was the cops just clowning him. It's like, well, here's the exact amount of money they negotiated in cash, ready to go.
That's how rich people stay rich, I guess.
I guess so. I guess so. You're right. Listen, you don't tell that man where to get his prostitutes, by God. Are you worth $1 billion?
No, but I'd like to think I had some more sense.
These people don't become billionaires and stay billionaires just by throwing money around to any prostitute that they're looking at.
Well, it is hilarious. You think about Robert Kraft. I mean, he went to a massage parlor in a strip mall, for God's sakes, and there's nothing naked about the strip mall. This is just a regular strip mall.
Right.
It's just a weird situation. I'm like, guys, I mean, a little discretion for a few extra bucks. It's so weird.
Am I supposed to compare this to, like, Warren Buffett driving the same sedan for the last 35 years?
Listen, if I ever got to be a billionaire and I felt like that was something I needed in my life, I'm flying to Vegas, to your point. And I don't know how much it costs. We were talking about inflation the other day. How much has this stuff gone up? I don't know. But I'm going to tell him my name is Phil Elson.
And, sure, yeah.
Anyway.
You got my number, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, real thought-provoking this show is. It's funny. I was having breakfast with Natalie today, and she said, oh, yeah, I meant to mention this to you the other day. I said, what was that? She said, well, I tuned into your show. I was driving somewhere. I said, yeah. She's like, you guys were talking about farts. I was like, yeah.
No, that's not us. We would never.
She's like, you must be thinking out of bounds. She's like, man, I really wish I could get paid to sit around and talk about farts instead of being stressed out about my actual job. I'm like, I know. Can you believe this nonsense? They pay us for this.
Sooner or later, there will be a lawsuit involving farts. Don't worry.
This is very highbrow stuff, Pigskin. I know you're really proud to be associated with it.
But I'm sitting this out.
It's been a topic a couple of times on the show because of Dante Moore, the Oregon quarterback, and then there was the teacher
who put in a little fart corner in a classroom. Yeah.
This isn't on us. These are the other people doing these things.
Yeah.
We have to bring the coarsening of culture.
That's what it is.
Broadcast journalist. That's what I am. Last but not least, I like music. I have my summer music's come to an end, boys. I'm kind of sad. I saw a lot of music that some of you guys wouldn't be caught dead at. And when I brought up my most recent excursion, old Moose just had to make a little smart aleck comment, didn't he? Why can't you just let me live in peace?
That doesn't sound like me.
Why?
I don't know. That doesn't sound like me.
Can you just leave me alone?
I would never.
Went to see, again, Jack Johnson and Lake Street Dive. And my buddy introduced me to Jack Johnson, who was still pretty new on the scene, 25 years ago. But 25 years ago, I'm like, I'm singing every word to every song. And I will tell you, I violated my own rule. And I took 4 or 5 videos, which I normally don't do. There was only one that I filmed a lot of. And he did the one about Willie Got Me Stoned, where he talked about a true story about Willie getting him high one day after they had done a show together and playing poker and kicking his butt. And then he had no money left to get a cab and go home.
He wear shoes on
stage? He did. His bass player did not.
Okay.
But it wouldn't bother me. He's Jack Johnson. He's different.
Okay. It was cool. Does that turn you off? I guess it doesn't.
Let me ask you this. And then, were there any other white people there?
No, not a one. I got to be honest. It's funny that you asked that. I don't know that I saw one person of color the entire night, to be honest with you.
But you know what?
I know, shocking.
I don't see color, Moose.
Yeah, Jack Johnson's not real big amongst the brothers.
You know what?
For sure.
Good music is good music, and I don't care.
Not to the brothers.
I don't care what color your skin is, by God.
Lake Street.
Lake Street was great.
Yeah, they're always great, aren't they? Yeah.
Man, they are fantastic. They really are talented.
You got people texting in on what TTB for well, it's not X-ray. This isn't X-ray. This is PG-13.
You feel like you have a good answer on it? You feel solid about this?
Well, we've got five different people texting in about
it. Okay, what is it?
Peyton and Cersei says, Cole and Poen says it.
Okay, go ahead. Just tell me what it is.
Take that, bitch.
Wow, you could have just said take that B. I mean, golly, so profane. That makes more sense.
That sounds misogynistic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. After the Callaway good stuff, you gotta be careful.
Oh, that Callaway!
Oh
egg.
My gosh, they should have been our chumps of the week.
Did you guys talk about that?
No, I forgot about it.
Again, what did you say? If you're not funny, don't try to be funny.
That was horrible.
It's funny if a guy pushes another guy down for taking his driver. You can't go shove a lady down.
No,
under any circumstance. Even Brenda Warner, she's beaten you 50 times at the same club.
Yeah.
What?
35.
35. It's the 79-year-old woman who's won. We've talked about
when
her
last
hour.
When you said Brenda Warner,
comedy works.
I was thinking of Kurt Warner's
her
wife.
Name is Brenda Warner, right, Moose? Was that her name, or did I get
is
her name
it?
Wrong?
Donna
Warner.
Brenda,
Donna,
I think Donna, that's see? Kurt Warner's wife. You can see why I was thrown off. All she ever was guilty of was a bad haircut.
Summer is quickly coming to an end, but you've still got some time to take advantage of some truly amazing deals here at Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram.
That's right, Terry. We've got 0% financing and no payments for 90 days on a huge selection of 1,500 trucks. And you can get up to $22,000 off of crew cab four-wheel drives.
So come see us and make this the summer at Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram, Alcoa Road in Benton, or online at ChrisCraneCars.com.
Life is loud. Chaotic. Hilarious. And occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See shelter agents Jeff Hodge, Tony Smith, or agent Jay Helm in Little Rock today.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available in the great state of Arkansas. There is no shortage of soccer to bet on this fall, and FanDuel is giving you more ways to get rewarded while you do it. Introducing Reward Stack. With Reward Stack, you can unlock multiple rewards with just one click. That's right, one click can unlock multiple rewards, giving you even more ways to get in on all the soccer action available. So whether you're back in your favorite club, building the same game parlay, or betting player props, check your reward stack to see what's waiting for you. More soccer, multiple rewards, one click. Get your reward stack on FanDuel today. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel, play your game. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Alan LeVar. For 30 years, my team and I have helped injury victims across Arkansas. So when you hear, hurt in a car, call LeVar, here's what that really means. You talk to real lawyers who know Arkansas, not a call center. We deal with the insurance company so you don't have to. And if you can't come to us, I'll come to you. Your consultation is always free and confidential, and there's no fee unless we win. Hurt in a car, call LeVar. Arkansas strong for 30 years and ready when you need us.
LeVar Law, Injury and Accident Lawyers. Arkansas built, Arkansas trusted.
Camping season is here.
Okay, that's our closing music. We're going to get a quick take on this new, what do we call, Warner Brothers movie, Philip, I guess. But I got to talk about Guadney real quick. If you're driving to the film, you want to get yourself a nice new ride. Get a 2026 Silverado at 0% for 60 months. Whether you're going to a football game this weekend or you're going to the movies or anywhere else. You can drive home a new Equinox as well for just $289 a month, folks. How about a brand new car for under $300 a month? Who knew in 2026? Inflation? Guess not. Now, I can't help you on gas prices, but you know what? I got a gas-efficient vehicle right there. I just drove all over Tennessee in an Equinox. I was getting great mileage. Pre-owned vehicles start at just $199 a month at Guadney Chevrolet as well, and they will pay your sales tax. How about them apples? Visit them at 1301 TP White Drive in Jacksonville. You can go online to GuadneyChevrolet.com and go see our friends out there. But big trucks, big SUVs, smaller SUVs, pre-owned vehicles, deals across the board to help you finance, to help you out on your trade, and hook you up. Let me do a quick what's on tap, and then we're going to talk about, real quick, the take on this movie. Phillip's like, we're out of time. Leave me alone.
What's on tap? Highlighting the biggest sporting events each day is brought to you by Flyway Brewing, with locations in Argenta, Breckenridge Village, Memphis, Fayetteville, and Bentonville. For more info, go to flywaybrewing.com. Fresh beer starts there. Follow the migration.
All right, first high school game of the week. Glen Rose Bauxite tonight, 6:45 pregame on the Buzz, followed by the high school scoreboard show, first of the year. Busy weekend travelers over on Buzz 2, Fishing Arkansas, Sunday Buzz, all the good stuff. A full slate of college games next week, so get ready for it. And as far as television goes, the Tour Championship continuing. It's on ESPN right now.
Yes.
Picks up, actually, it's on Golf Channel now. It started over there at noon. And then we got some exhibition NFL starting at 5 o'clock tonight. And there is some high school football on television if you don't want to go out and catch a game. And there's baseball across the board, softball, WNBA, basketball. My dad will be happy to tell you that Indiana plays at 6:30 on whatever Ion is. Anyway, so there you go. All right, Phillip, give me a 60-second take on this film. Thumbs up, thumbs down, creative, good, bad, indifferent.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. It's okay. It's not The Odyssey, which is
good.
A good thing.
Yes.
Exactly. It's based on a 1990 short piece in The New Yorker where Ian Fraser, the staff writer, wrote this little thing in the form of a court pleading about Wile E. Coyote, you know, suing the Acme Corporation. That's where it takes off from. It builds it out a little bit. There's a little bit of a story, a backstory with Will Forte and John Cena, who are old law school, you know, rivals. And Forte now runs this, you know, kind of low rent practice where he sues on behalf of cartoon characters who make $200-$300, you know, because they're indestructible.
Is it worth it?
Yes. Yeah, it's fun. Okay. I might wait till it comes on streaming, but I would definitely see it. And it's nice because the studio tried to kill it. The studio tried to bury it and use it as a tax write-off.
Surprise, and losers. It lives on.
It lives on. Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Sure.
All right. Wes?
What's up?
Don't wait for streaming on Out of Bounds. It's coming up next right here on the Buzz Radio Network. What's up?
Cabo's going to join us at 1:30, talk a little Razorback. Steve Sullivan in the studio. Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen at 2:30. And Brian Edwards, VegasInsider.com, with some picks at 3:30.
Will he pick the high school game of the week, yes or no?
No. We'll take a look at some college games this weekend.
Okay. Who you got in the game in Ireland?
TCU. North Carolina's a dumpster fire.
You're not accounting for the Petrino factor, mister.
Yeah. No, that worked out last year.
Mike Rowe here with another random fact. Those cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize.